Luxury executive cars aren't exactly unusual in the UK. We're all familiar with BMWs, Mercedes, and even Lexus. And yet, there's one brand some of us might not be familiar with yet. That brand is Infiniti. Infiniti, the Japanese luxury arm of Nissan, has been around since 1989, but it's only recently come to the UK. When an invitation dropped through my door to join the Infiniti PR team in Birmingham, I couldn't resist the opportunity to go along and chat to Wayne Bruce, their Global Director for Communications.
We launched October 2009, opened our first centre in just on the outskirts of Reading. We launched with a very high position range of saloons, convertibles, coupes and crossovers, powered by V6 and V8 petrol engines, to position the brand as being firstly about performance and number two about luxury. For the first year, we sold about 100 cars, which we and our partner are very happy with, not least because over half our volume has been our most expensive car, the FX. But that job done, we're now starting to grow the brand in the UK by opening more centres, another three, including Birmingham. We have more coming this year. We've added a V6 diesel, the first in Infiniti's 21-year history. And a couple of months ago, we launched the M. And in 2 months' time, we launch our first petrol electric hybrid. So a function of increased product and increased network, the sales will start to increase from here on. But having said that, our objectives are more qualitative than they are quantitative. We've taken 21 years to come to the UK, so clearly we're not in any hurry. And we're doing things right, or we don't do them at all. It had to be right for the brand and right for the customer.
And it's an incredibly brave time, isn't it, really, for a company to expand. I mean, you know, the economic downturns affected many people, but quite clearly Infiniti's rising above this.
Well, I don't say this too loudly, but it hasn't affected us very much, because our strategy was to position ourselves right at the top of the premium car market, covering only the top 4%, knowing we would sell, in relative terms, very few cars, but enough for us. And we've sold those few cars. And we've been very humble in our aspirations right from when we started launching across Europe in October 2008. But we've still opened a brand new centre every 2 weeks, and we're on track. The cars are beautifully made, and also reflect many values of Japanese society. So one of which is hospitality. And this comes from the welcome you get when you walk into an Infiniti centre, or the welcome you get when you walk up to your car.
If I was to want to buy an Infiniti, the nearest Infiniti centre is?
Would be Birmingham. I mean, ironically, you don't need to even visit an Infiniti centre. They can bring the car to you if you wish. But as part of the ownership package, we will collect your car up to 150 miles from the centre for servicing and maintenance, and obviously leave you another Infiniti when your car is with us.
So customer service is obviously a huge element of Infiniti.
Oh, very much. It's as important to us as the product. And this idea of the Infiniti total ownership experience has been part of the brand right since day one in 1989 when we launched.
Wayne Bruce, thank you very much indeed for joining me on Cross Counties Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.